Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the game camera surveys and forestry management for white-tailed deer workshop. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Brady Self, Mississippi State University Extension Forestry Specialist. Brady, what exactly is the game camera surveys and forest management for white-tailed deer workshop?
What we've done is come up with kind of an indoors-outdoors portion workshop, 5.5-6 hour long workshop, where we try to teach really two major things, one of those being how to conduct accurate game camera surveys for estimating population of a white-tailed deer, and then how to improve those habitat scenarios that people are looking at doing in order to increase carrying capacity and things like that, while maintaining some profit margins in their timber production on their properties, and then pulling all those together and looking at both of them in the field.
So this is kind of a combination of forestry and wildlife. Do you have partners for this workshop?
Absolutely. First, our landowner cooperator. The landowner cooperators actually gave us the permission to not only to work on their property and actually perform these surveys, but also allow us to go back and do the outdoors portion of these workshops on their individual properties and individual counties. Also, the county forestry associations. Of course, the Mississippi State County Extension Office agents that do a lot of the legwork and advertising and things like that. And then I have Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks that have done a lot of the legwork, a lot of the photo analyses and things like that for these workshops. And then, of course, our Wildlife Extension Group, who have been pretty good sounding boards and definitely interested in the project and in helping out with some of the instructional type materials for these workshops. And our primary contact there is going to be Dr. Bronson Strickland.
Okay, so who stands to benefit by attending this event?
Really two distinct groups. First is going to be that landowner, that club member that wants to come up with some form of an accurate estimate for their deer herd for a variety of different reasons, things like establishing harvest rates for their properties, as well as those folks that just want to know basically what type of deer herd they have. And then you also have a group of people that want to know what they can do on the landscape from a forestry standpoint to increase that carrying capacity, to actually manipulate the forest in some method that will help them increase those wildlife populations on their properties.
Okay, so what will they learn here at the workshop?
I mentioned wildlife and forestry there. So kind of a combination of putting the methodology together from both aspects there. So obviously how to conduct that science-based camera survey, not just a matter of how to set up a grid system and try to maximize the camera exposure to deer on the ground out there, but also how to place the camera on any given camera station, things like don't face it into the sun, put it at pinch points, use trails, things like that. Keep in mind, this is going to be using kind of an older survey method, which is a baited station survey. With some of the problems we've had in the last year that most listeners are going to know about with chronic wasting disease, there's talk about trying to come up with some new methods using passive surveys, which really hadn't been put in print yet. That's coming down the turnpike, but using that type of information, putting it in survey form and in report form, and teaching landowners how to actually look at that survey data and use it to formulate their strategies in the future for what they want to do on the ground from a deer herd standpoint. Also, some of the management techniques like thinning, mid-story injection, things like that, that they can utilize to actually help them achieve those goals.
This is going to be in the heat of summer. Folks need to remember that it's going to be an indoors and outdoors event, and folks need to bring their closed-toe boots, hats, sunglasses, bug spray, all that good stuff, and there is going to be lunch and snacks provided, so that'll be good. When and where will the game camera surveys and forest management for white-tailed deer workshop be held, and where can we go for more information?
We've got four workshops, like I said, August the 17th in Holmes County, August the 24th in Tate County, August the 30th in Bolivar County, and then we wait about a month and have one on the 20th of September in Grenada County. Two options for you to get that information. You can go to your local MSU Extension County office and get anything you need there. You can also go to the MSU Extension calendar page at extension.msstate.edu.
Okay, so that's extension.msstate.edu, and then click calendars. Today we've been speaking with Brady Self, Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.